This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hillary Clinton won the largest states and collected slightly more delegates than Barack Obama on Super Tuesday, but her campaign has spent the rest of the week repositioning Clinton as a kind of underdog. It all has to do with her campaign money and who's contributing to her. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's down to one word, and not a nice one either: establishment. This week, Hillary Clinton and her advisors decided that Barack Obama is the establishment candidate. Here's her chief strategist, Mark Penn, explaining Super Tuesday results on Wednesday.
I think we went through 10 days of wall-to-wall coverage of Senator Obama and his establishment campaign, of big endorsements, money, ads on the Super Bowl, and Hillary Clinton again bounced back.
And here's the candidate herself.
Well, he sure had a lot of establishment support yesterday, and I feel very good about the results.
All this came as Clinton revealed she had lent her campaign $5 million, trying to catch up with Obama's media buys for Super Tuesday. Yesterday, campaign chairman Terry McAuliffe said the loan wasn't a sign of weakness. It was inspiring to legions of small donors. He let reporters listen in on a conference call with the campaign's big money raisers.
People are stepping up to the plate. Hillary Clinton has stepped up for us, and now we need to step up for her.
It's hard to exaggerate what a role reversal this is. McAuliffe is a fixture of the Washington Democratic power structure and has been for decades. Clinton began the campaign with much of that power structure lined up behind her. Her money network has concentrated on donors who could give the maximum $2,300. That accounted for fully half of her money last year. It's more efficient at first, but maxed out donors can't give any more later. So one of Clinton's chief money raisers, private equity financier Alan Patricoff, gave this advice on the conference call.
The easy collections are from people who have given something already and who have not gone to the maximum $2,300. That's where I personally have had the most success, is just rather than even starting with new people, there are so many people out there that gave partial amounts that you can go back to now.
What's happened is that the Internet has changed the rules of the fundraising game. Tony Corrado, a political scientist at Colby College, says raising money online is cheaper, it doesn't take the candidate's time, and it's symbolic.
It's now being seen in terms of whether a candidate is really tapping into the grassroots voter or whether they're relying on the same old power players in the money game.
Corrado notes that last month, Obama raised $32 million, $28 million of it online, and another $7.5 million the same way since Super Tuesday.
Which is seen as a symbol of popular support. So what we're seeing on behalf of the Clinton campaign now is trying to put more emphasis into online fundraising as a way to show that they, too, have lots of loyal supporters out there and that they're also enjoying success with smaller donors.
The Clinton campaign says it's raised more than $6.4 million online this week, enough to stay competitive on TV and to change the candidate's image, too. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.